Dear listeners, I'm Lauren Conlon, and before you embark on this investigative journey with me, I want to offer a sincere word of my acknowledgement and gratitude. When I, as the host, first set out on this path, I was admittedly very green. I lacked the seasoned expertise and finesse that comes with experience in investigative podcasting and reporting. However, every story has a beginning and an ending, and this podcast represents the start of my own investigative odyssey. So as you dive into these episodes, you may notice rough edges or moments where my inexperience shines through, but please know that every stumble and misstep has been a crucial part of my learning process, and I've embraced each challenge as an opportunity for growth and improvement. So I want to express my heartfelt appreciation to each and every one of you who has stuck with the story despite my imperfections, because Grant's story is important. So your support and patience have been invaluable as I've navigated the complexities of investigative podcasting. And your feedback, whether constructive criticism, words of encouragement, or maybe something that wasn't so nice, has helped me and helped shape this podcast into what it is today. So without further ado, here is Corruption: What Happened to Grant Solomon.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, and welcome to a bonus mini episode of Corruption: What Happened to Grant Solomon. I'm your host, Lauren Conlon, and I wanted to quickly jump on and update everyone that we have received some recommendations for some of the top accident recon specialists in the state, and time is of the essence. So hopefully very soon we will have this completed and have this evidence to submit to hopefully prove our point that it did not happen the way that Sumner County says it happened. And from there, we can figure out the route that we need to take to get justice. So whether that's a civil wrongful death suit through a family member or the actual reopening of the case, we will see. I also want to take a minute to refresh your memory on some facts about Grant's truck and how the truck was found and how Grant was found. Now, there are photos of the truck on the Freedom for Gracie website. So if you're listening, there is a direct link linked out in the episode notes. But I was going over these photos and some of the documents with a lawyer the other day. And let me tell you, whenever I have a chance, I am always going through all of the documents. I'm like, wait, what did I miss? What can I be looking at? And anyway, this lawyer who had never seen these pictures before, he said, oh, well, the bumper is damaged. And to most people, that would mean that the truck did, in fact, get drug through the ditch. Well, this is interesting because this is what the Gallatin police said was their proof. They said that this was evidence the truck crashed backwards into the ditch. And it should be noted that the high jack lift that was used on the front to lift the front of the truck would also, or could have also, caused the back bumper to come into contact with the sidewalk and fold under. So take a look at those pictures of the bumper so you can see what I'm talking about. Now, also, according to truckdefender.com, and a lot of truck enthusiasts agree, they say to get a custom bumper on the Toyota Tacoma because the bumper, quote unquote, isn't up to the challenges of daily life. And this is also on the Freedom for Gracie website. So it says, quote, when you get a Toyota Tacoma, the stock bumper that comes with it is designed to fold and crumple in the event you hit something. When you're in a serious accident, the more force your truck can take, the better, because it reduces your risk of injury. However, truly serious accidents aren't nearly as common as bumping into something or minor collisions. Your truck can't tell the difference between these two scenarios, and it still might crumple all the same. End quote. In 2021, Angie Solomon had a private forensic examination done of Grant's truck, and these are some of the top conclusions that they found. Quote, there were no other diagnostic trouble codes in the vehicle, and these codes would not have caused this vehicle to roll when it was in park. They also checked the brake switch and park interlock operation, and both worked properly. They tried to roll the vehicle back and forth while in a storage building, shifting it in and out of park several times, and it worked properly each time. They also parked the vehicle on an uphill grade, approximately 3% grade, with the vehicle running, and shut it off and had zero issues with it moving. End quote. Additionally, a preliminary report was also done in 2021 based off of video footage taken by Angie Solomon on July 28, 2020, which shows her, quote unquote, testing the transmission's ability to hold the vehicle when it was placed in park. And this is what the preliminary report stated, quote, the video shows if the vehicle were placed in any other gear, a driver would not be able to exit the vehicle without the vehicle beginning to roll backwards immediately. This basic way of testing the vehicle's transmission parking pawl produced the same results as the testing on May 6, 2021. Both on July 28, 2020 and May 6, 2021, the 2015 Tacoma appeared to have no mechanical deficiencies which would cause the vehicle to roll backwards while in the park position. End quote. It was also stated in a private investigator's report that the tow truck company confirmed that the car or the truck was in park when they retrieved it and had to move it into neutral in order to get it out of the ditch. I keep going over this scenario in my head as I was there. I was on the scene and I tried to make sense of it. So enough is enough. We finally got some great recommendations. So an accident recon and a computer-aided drawing is happening. So stay tuned. I will keep everybody updated on that. Now, one more thing. I just want to remind everybody of the way Grant's body was positioned under the truck when he was found. So I'm going to read part of what was written on the paramedic run report. Quote, upon arrival to scene, we find an 18-year-old male lying on the large rocks in the drainage ditch underneath the front of the truck between two front tires. However, the weight of the vehicle was supported by the wheels and was not being exerted upon the patient. Upon initial impression, patient is noted to be unresponsive but breathing and is noted to have some bleeding from the scalp, nose, and ears. Patient's respirations are initially of an adequate rate and depth but appear to be labored as evidenced by the movement of the patient's body upon respiration. Patient initially has a present but weak pulse prior to extrication. However, during extrication, the pulse is reassessed and can no longer be palpated. Patient is with no obvious deformities upon assessment, although assessment is limited. Detailed assessment findings are as noted previously. End quote. I know that was really hard to hear. I always think about Angie and Gracie. When I say this stuff and when I repeat stuff like this, that's just so painful. But I think it just gives everybody a refresher, an idea of the fact that the state of Tennessee believes that Grant was dragged down this 60-foot gravel, rocky ditch and had no deformities to his body whatsoever. And he wasn't even really being pinned down by this truck. He was underneath it. And I went through some of the statements from the employees at WPI, and both of them say they could not see Grant underneath that truck unless they went down to the ditch. They just saw Aaron Solomon on his phone at the top of the parking lot. And this obviously is going to sound speculatory, and I apologize, but man, why don't you go down to the ditch to see what the hell is happening to your firstborn child? Again, I will keep everybody posted with this accident recon, and I just want to keep this at the top of everyone's mind as I continue telling stories of corruption through others and connecting all of these tangled webs together. Thanks again for listening. I'll be back next week with another episode.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.